Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. This is the divine word of God tonight. I'm praying for you and even you tonight. This is the last Thursday in this month, this year. And I want to share some things with you tonight and open some doors up for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. And all those that have been working, I want to say to Mary Hawkins, have been reading scriptures tonight. I've been praying for her. And we just put her over the prison ministry. And we are talking about the brothers that's in prison that can't get out. I seen where a brother that was in Boston in prison, he was free, and they wouldn't let him out. So we're going to deal with racism, white supremacy tonight, but the divine word. I want to thank Sister Sherry, all the way up in St. Paul, Minnesota, was reading the scripture for us and singing a good time for us. Tonight is the night for you to make a will with God. And some of the people couldn't get in last night. We had so many people on the line. And I asked, and some of them was on the internet. It was on their computers getting on, called in on their telephone, they couldn't get in. But I'm glad that you made it tonight, because we're going to 1, 2, 3, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And we're going to 1, meaning that God's going to make you a supply house. Number 2, expect your miracle. And when you accept it, let God do something special for you. I'm praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I told you to share his number, 515-605-9890, with somebody that needs some help. And you know, I got so many calls about the young man that committed suicide. There's a bitch, what happened? Witchcraft happened to him. When you lay down with witches and warlocks, you get that kind of instant. You want to destroy yourself because they have put spells and did all kind of negative energy. They even put spell of sickness on you. I had one lady that came to me. We prayed for her. And the doctor said, I don't see what's wrong with you, but you still complaining. And she come back to me and I said, and I told her to pray. As she began to pray, then her mother that's in the spirit world came up and appeared. And when she got to her mother and she seen her mother in the spirit realm, she said, I'm healed. Sometimes the ancestors bring back things to you. Sometimes you got generational curses on you. And see, some of you are so caught up in Christianity, you can't be spiritual. Well, I'm a good Christian. You're a good Christian. Go to hell. You better be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman. You better walk with the anointing of God. Glory, hallelujah. You better know that you know that you know that the word, of the divine word of God will deliver you. It won't capture you. The divine word of God will deliver you out of witchcraft. You know, some people don't understand what that means. That means you got people can put spells on you. You got family members put spells on you, keep you going to the hospital, doctor keep giving you pills. It don't help you. All the violence that's going on now is because of witchcraft, and men have turned their back away from God. Even the churches don't have altar calls no more. They come in there to cry saying that they got some prayers dancing. God ain't asking for no prayer dancing. God asked for you to come and get the word where you can help somebody else. Y'all ain't going to hear me tonight. This is the last Thursday in the year. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell it like it is, whether you like it or not. Read some of you messed up and crossed up because you're trying to live like the world lives. It's to be separated from the world. Get away from that damn crowd. That crowd is damning to you. That crowd will mess you up. You know, y'all get on the internet, y'all put everything on Facebook. who married who did this him. And that's another tool of the devil to keep you in bondage. The lady said, my husband put everything he do, he put on his Facebook. When we have sex, he got it on his Facebook. Because that's a tool of the devil to destroy you and your relationship. Y'all better hear what I'm saying tonight. God is able to deliver you out of it. Like Brother Bob Marley said, get up, stand up, wake up, and know where you're supposed to be. If something good is happening in 2025, and Mary, when you come on, I want you to hit one because I want her to read what's been happening in 2020, what's been happening in 2022. Yeah, I got to tell you what's happening. All the evil, the diseases. Now, you say, well, people got the COVID. But did you embrace God? You know, the first time I closed the churches down, the Catholic closed their church down, the Baptist closed their church down. All of them closed their church down. They supposed to be with God. If you're a man of God, you're going to stand against them. So I rebuke it. But they ain't got no faith. They doing shape, form, or fashion. And some of you are sick right now as I speak. You can get healed. It ain't normal for you to have cancer. It's not normal for you to have brain cancer. It's not normal for you to have breast cancer. It's not normal for you to have liver cancer. That's a working of evil. Y'all better hear me. It's not normal for you to be depressed and commit suicide. It told me about the young man that committed suicide, took three calls. It's a bitch of what you see. I said he was drove to witchcraft. He said again, that was something driving him. When you around witches and warlocks, you would do evil stuff. He was in bank with evil all around him. And he needed somebody to say, glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about the dancer. Good looking man, healthy. But you don't know what was going on with that witchcraft that hit you, that demonic spirit that hit you. It will carry you to hell quick, fast, and in a hurry. A doubt you get with the willy invention, or you get with God, and God will transform you, and God will carry you to another level. 2023 going to be some good things. It's going to be some floods, some tornadoes. We got a death coming within the Catholic rank. We got a death coming now. We got a death coming in the Pentecostal church. We got a death coming in the Baptist church. These hierarchy people finna die. And I'm prophesying and telling you now, you may not believe it. They finna get out of here. And the reason they get out of here, they didn't embrace God. See, Moses lived to be 140-something. Because he praised God. Methuselah lived 1,000 years. Hello. And back in the Bible day, they didn't die at no 80 years old. They didn't die at 16 and 17. Why? Man is doing evil things. I know y'all don't want to hear this because you want to keep your lifestyle. You know, with all these guns, these assault weapons, and the people you put out in office. I want to say this. The man that went, lied, said he was a Jew, said he had been to college. Now he's a Republican. He on the Republican team. So if he lying, who else lying up there? They're all lying. They ain't telling us the truth, but God. God finna straighten it out. You know, I was with Mr. White a couple of years ago, when Trump first got in, we prayed. And we told God to move the evil up out of there. People started dying. Things started being found out. And you're still finding out evil stuff that went on. There's some evil stuff went on in the house. Let me tell you something. Republican or Democrat, if you ain't got God, it don't mean nothing. I'm a good Republican, you're going to hell, good Republican. I'm a good Democrat, you're going to hell. If you don't embrace the people of God, and this country got a lot to give up, got to give up. See, Dr. King was murdered. I know the, y'all say he was just killed. No, he was murdered because he said, I was going to Washington and get what they owe us, reparations. I'm tired of begging for welfare. I'm tired of you giving me general assistance. Pay me what you owe me. I can get my own business. That's what he said. If you pay the reparation for my ass, see, the other people came over here. But we were brought over here in chains, made to work. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. Then you got others come over here out on our back. I'm black. You ain't did nothing. Your ancestors ain't did nothing. Then you come over here with this homosexual stuff, riding on the back of our ancestors that did that work, that built the bridges, that built New York, Chicago, you know, then did all of that. And ain't nobody getting recognition of what they doing. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, I got to say this, they burned and bombed Wall Street down, all black town, black banks, black business. Black folk wasn't asking white folk for nothing. They was doing it on their own. They come and killed 300, buried in mass graves. Right there in Natchez, Mississippi, Brother White. It's the punch bowl over there where they got blacks and constant. The Southern soldiers did it. And killed them blacks and put them down there by the river. The bones are still washing up. So the blood is at the altar. I was asking somebody. So you better get yourself straight. Get your mind together. Because God ain't through yet. You know, I'm so glad you come out the closet. Now, I didn't know you was in the closet, but you say you was in the closet. You don't know what you call yourself in the closet. God knows right from wrong. That's the divine law. And tonight, it's divine word. Divine word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world, he gave us healing and deliverance. For God so loved the world, he gave us angels to watch over us. The angel Michael, Raphael, Bobby, Hamiel. When you got angels, you got a touch from God. Y'all better hear me. When you call them angels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, they coming. They coming. Metatron, they coming. When you call on the angels, because you anointed woman, anointed man of God, we are living now in the days of witchcraft and magic. We're living right now in the days of hate and envy and jealousy and murder. Abaddon, the death angel, he riding high. But when God said a word, he going to fall and be put in the pit of hell and not to come up. It's going to happen. But tonight, I want you to be spiritual. Tonight, I want you to focus on what you want God to do for you in 2025. And if the word is already, that the scripture already tell you what he wants. And you know, you don't listen. You listen to TV and all that other stuff. Lady called me, said, "The ghost in our house. There's something in my house." I said, "It's evil." I gave her the offer to come to put it in there. She didn't hear no more noise. No sense. She said, "What happened?" The power of God walked in there. And when the power of God walked, the devil got to flee. And some of you is possessed with demon spirits. What you mean? You hate. You're jealous. You're mad. Your friend got a new car. You can't get in there. You talk about it. Okay? You're in the midst of hate and evil. But I want, you know, one young lady, and I'm praying for that lady to come out. Her two daughters put her in a crazy house and said she got the mission. Trying to get the money. Sold her house and told the police she got the mission. That was her mama. The two girls the mama had. There were no foster kids. There was kids out of her womb. See how they turn on you? Another man called me, and he said, "Bitch, I don't believe this in." Then he got all the money out the bank. And then when he went to the bank to get the money, the banker said, "Well, what you want me to do?" Prosecutor, he said, "No, God's going to get it." She fell with a heart attack. She went with 35. And the daddy said that God gonna get her. And God ain't through with her. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. When you ask God for something, you live righteous. A holy man got to have a holy woman. A holy woman got to have a holy man. A righteous man and a righteous woman can pray and things can happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I ain't playing. When you ask God for to do something, God don't step back. God hurry up and get it done. I want to tell you tonight, this is the last Thursday in the month of this year. Now, you can sit back and say, well, but you got to sit back and say, Lord, what you want God to do for you? What door you want really to be opened up for you? And God will open it up for you. You know, when I played Dr. Martin Luther King, one lady said, you played Dr. King because Dr. King was the conscience, not just black America. He was the conscience of the world, killing and shooting, bombing. Look what Russia doing to Premier. Two white folks fighting, but look what they're doing. Killing, murder. Murder is just murder. And it's going on. And even in our city of America, you got a lot of shooting. But do you know 1,000 people die every week from taking dope and taking these pills that shipped over here from China, shipped over here from Russia? We buying them pills. So America got a drug habit. Let me say it again. America is caught up, and how you move it? You move it with the power and prayer of God. You can come off of dope. You can come off of alcohol. And so if them that ain't on drugs, they alcoholics. I just drink casual. You're an alcoholic. You're working. You got the devil tools and you're working it. And this is what Dr. King said, and it's so true.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
You got to understand, Dr. King, if we have labor, we should get paid for it. If you can send $1 million to Ukraine, what about the people here in Michigan and Illinois and Mississippi that's suffering, that ain't got food stamps? You go down there, can't get no food, and ain't working. if you're getting other people outside of our country our money, you don't need to be the one that's issuing the money. But I want to let you know, if you stand up, wake up, and it'll be all right. We can make it work.
Someone would say we're coming in from the cold. Or another one would say sunshine shining in the weather is me. And someone would say it's the flow. And everyone would say everything. Let's move it.
Human rights, not civil rights, human rights, the right to be a man, to be a woman, the right to have a home, the right to be healed. You know, the medical community have said the hospital is too full, and they're sending money all over the world, but what about right here? You got people at the border trying to come in. What about their government where they left? You know what I'm talking about? People want to crowd in here, and when they crowd in America, you know, we was locked and handcuffed and brought over here. So we're going to have the best. We are traditional. We are Native American blacks. And I ain't trying to go nowhere, because our ancestors built this country. Your mama, your great-grandfather, they built it. They built Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, wherever. We built it. So it's time for payback. Time for the big payback. It's time for you to give us our money, the money that due to us. Everybody else got reparation but the black man. Thank you, Karen. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for a good old month for you. And Sherry, I don't see Sherry on. I don't guess she could get on. Because if you don't get on early, there's so many people on the internet and you can't get on. Because it was, lady told me that she got on the internet. But she tried to get on the telephone, she couldn't get on. But I want to tell you tonight, get ready. I'm glad. Brother White, I thought he was on. If you address one on your phone, I got so many people on him. I see if you're on. Plus, okay, Mira, I see your hand up. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. Mary, peace and love.
Yeah.
Did you have a time getting on?
Huh?
Did you have a time getting on? A lot of people, they couldn't get on because the line was full.
No, I didn't have a hard time.
That's good. I want you to fix you some hot tea and take the hot tea. And the spirit already showed me it's a healing for you. You got any garlic at your house?
No.
Get you a clove of garlic and put in some hot water, boil it, and drink it. And the spirit says everything's going to be all right. Mm-hmm.
You say
so don't
get one ball of garlic?
One. Just get a clove of garlic, put it in a pot, and boil it, and drink it. That'll get rid of that virus, which is cold. See, now, Walgreens and CVS, all them stores, all them chemicals, go back to nature. Start using what grandma and grandfather used. They went to the garden. They got peppermint out the garden. They got sage out the garden. They got all the stuff out the garden and started using it. It'll work. I want to read about three scriptures of Psalms 22. Reason you read in Psalms 22, we're in Psalms 22 now. We're in it. And if you know, we're in it. Psalms 22. Read at least 5 verses of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the word of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou heardest not, and the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee, were not confounded. Amen.
Thank you. Now, I thank you for reading that, Sister Mary. What was saying, why God ain't coming to your aid? Because you are a sinner. You have left from God. God didn't leave from you. God is the same yesterday, today. The same grandmother prayed to God and got delivered. Our ancestors was in the cotton field, cotton patch. They prayed and got delivered. That's where we at. But we have turned from God and gone out our own way. Divine word said, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, y'all ain't in me. And as long as you embrace a lie, a hate, ain't nothing good going to come. And you can't get a prayer through because you have abandoned God. You have, and most people don't want to hear. Mr. White was telling me, he telling people they don't want to hear the Willie adventure. They want to hear. They don't want to hear nothing from the Bible. See? But what I'm telling you tonight, when you let God and let go, and God will do something special for you. And when you ask God to do it for you, he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's going to break the yoke for you. And when God do it for you, it's a door will open up. Black, white, brown, whatever you is, if you're doing evil, it don't come in color. It come in evil. If you anointed woman, a man of God, you can speak some things, and God's going to answer you. He's going to send deliverance to you. Tonight, the angel, Exodus 23:20, he's out to send an angel to you, and you got to obey the angel. If you don't obey the angel can't do nothing for you. So in a time like this, we need to know that witchcraft and magic is real. And we're going into a new year. You got to go with your mind looked up and your mind going up to God. Now, I was telling Brother White, I said, Brother White, we need to have a rally. We need to talk about people, the ancestors that did a lot. Ain't nobody recognize them because everybody doing their own thing, okay? The reason they're doing their own thing, they got another agenda. But you got to be in the will of the Almighty God tonight and for God to bless you and open the door of you. I'm going to give you some scriptures tonight. Get your pencil and paper ready. Now, I don't want you to forget. I'm going to go down the line. And this scripture is going to help you with a divine word, and the divine word is from God. I want to tell you tonight, if you're having problems, if you got medical problems, you're taking pills for your head, pills for your pressure, taking all that, you got to let go and let God. One lady said, I got high blood. And I was over at the doctor's office, and I was talking to people. Everybody in there got high blood pressure. I said, what? I've never seen people waiting in the waiting room. Everybody got high blood pressure. Something wrong with that picture. I didn't say nothing. I just looked. You got high blood pressure? You got high blood pressure? Yeah, yeah. How you know? I looked. I said, okay. Exodus 14:14. God get rid of his blood pressure. He says, stand back and let me fight. You've been trying to fight. The hospital can't fight. The hospital's full. And they don't have the medicine to give you. The pharmacy giving you medicine to make you more sicker. You got to rely in the divine miracles of God. Now, by the way, I got the book, The Miracles of Jesus, where he brought Lazarus back from the grave, turned water into wine, and where Moses got his assignment. So you got to ask God, what is my assignment for 25? What is my assignment? And then if you got assignment, you got to know what God asked of you. I'm going to you 8677. Read Psalm chapter 5, verse 21 and 24. I'm going to 3920, 37, 35. You need to read that for a divine word. 5350, Psalms 38 and 12. You need to read that. 8138, Psalms 50 and 91. I don't want to forget nobody because last time I didn't forget everybody, but it was over 100 people, so I couldn't get all of them. But I'm trying to get as many as I can get. 3547, Psalm 15:38. I want you to read that and let that be a warning and a blessing what God got for you. And the preacher man don't know, but God knows. And when God guides you in a certain way, he opens a certain door for you. And I want God to open that door for you where you can overcome the evil of the devil, the evil of magic and witchcraft, breaking curses and hexes. And we're going to be breaking curses off of you and hexes that's on you and has been on you for a minute. And you will not come it on you because you have not tried and plead the blood of the Almighty God that I want to be clear. I want my mind clear. I want my body clear. You know, the girls up there in college, they can't find who killed them because all of them was a drug house. They all got high. You know, and a man went there and killed off. And when they find who did it, a student did it that been going to that house. I seen him in the spirit. I said, look at him. Went back and took a bath and went back to college. Like he didn't know what was happening. But they will find him. They got pictures, cameras, and they got in the weapon, they're going to find him. Now, they asked me, Bishop, you said something about the man that was the dancer. He looked like he was happy. He was happy on the outside, but he was burning up on the inside because he was around some demonic people. And he was pulled in that demonic thing. He pulled in, and he couldn't get out, okay? But what I'm saying to you tonight, step to the next level of healing and success. Revelation 2 and 11, Proverbs 4 and 22. And when you go there, God will bless you, Matthew 13 and 8. And Hebrew 4, chapter 4, verse 12 through 14, Psalms 23. And we got to live by Psalms 23 because next week we'll be in the 2025. and gave it to the Lord, is my shepherd that I shall not want. And I just believe David, a man after God's own heart, and he did what God told him. He repented. And some of you saying, what I got to repent for? If you ain't thinking right, and you don't know, if somebody tell you what's going on with you and you don't embrace it, that means the devil got you body, mind, soul, and spirit. And you don't need the devil to get you. You need to come out into the place of God, where God can touch you. You know, you step up, wake up, and you stay up.
Don't give up the fight. You see, I'm being persistent. Regardless of the flashes, take a look at the vision. Make everybody feel like, hey, we're taking on what has been done. I do want to be sure of the man. It's always been the light.
Doctor can't heal you. You go to hospital all you want to. You got to stand up for the rights to be healed, for the right to be happy. And you got to understand. Happy birthday to you. Everybody got a birthday this month. Happy birthday to you, you, and even you. Those that call for their birthday, happy birthday to you. Maxine, I'm praying for you tonight. Wilma, I'm praying for you tonight. Joanne, I'm praying for you. Bright Star, praying for you. I think California. And I'm praying for you and even you. Lisa, I'm praying for you, Joe. Give me a call. I know you ain't going to call me because you ain't listening. I say. See, I be asking people to call. Net, I'm praying for you. Pictures, I'm praying for you. And Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you. And Deborah Ann said she couldn't get on. I wonder why she couldn't get on or not. I'm going to call and see where. She said, Bishop, I've been trying to get on for the longest. And she said, look like I can't get on. I'm trying to see. She said, she couldn't get on, but I'm going to call and see why she couldn't get on. And I want to tell you, sometimes you have to wait on what God going to do for you to open up that door that needs to be opened up for you. And that's what I'm saying to them. So, like Dr. King said, you let go and let God, and God will do something for you, and God will open up a door for you. And I'm praying. I'm going to pray tonight. If I didn't give you a scripture, press one on your phone where I can give you the scripture that you need to have. If I didn't give it to you, I want you to have it. Because I want you to be anointed that God doing something special for you in the door that closed. I'm praying for you, Geneva, and a family. And those that Pat, I'm praying for you also that call for prayer. And some of you call for prayer. And I want to let you know God will see you through, going through. And whatever door need to be open, will be open for you quick, fast, and in early. So it ain't for you to stop, because God's going to make it work for you. That's what I want to say. God will open up that door. And it seems like you can't make it this evening, but you can if you just have a little faith and tell God what you want. I'm praying for you, Sister Milton, also, and those that need the, I don't know, Mr. White, he can get on seeing what happened to him. He said the line was full. He couldn't get on. I'm going to see if he get on tonight. And I don't know if he get on or not.
Hello, Bishop.
Did you get on?
I was on, but when I checked the one, they cut me off.
What? Did you try to get back on?
I couldn't get back on.
The line was full.
Didn't you see me on?
Yeah.
When you started talking, then I hit the one because I know you were talking to me.
Yeah.
And I hit the one. I got cut off.
Well, I got you on the speaker now. I got you on another phone on the speaker. And you can say what you want to say because we can hear you now.
I don't want to leave my office. My office is to edify, exhortate, and to give comfort. And I want to just say to those, to anyone who is listening, if you have been told that you have cancer or any of these bad diseases, then what I want you to know is this. I want you to go to, write it down. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, where it says, we who live are always living unto death for Jesus' sake. In other words, counsel brings you to, counsel lets you know that it's time to kill whatever part of your body that it's occupying, it's trying to kill that part so that it can destroy your whole life.
Yeah, brother, well, I'm going to set this in for you, sir. Cancer is nothing but filth.
That's all?
It ain't but filth. When you clean your body up and begin to eat right and change from your diet, and the doctor always said exercise. But when you change, see, the people down south, Brother White, back in the day, our ancestors, they didn't get no cancer. They was in the cotton field every day picking cotton corn. They didn't get none of that because they was eating properly. They was eating the right food.
Amen.
But now we are, let me tell you, you got witchcraft and electronic, give you cancer, brain cancer, all that kind of cancer stuff go on because it's in the atmosphere.
Amen. But look, Bishop, all I'm saying is this. I want to give them some information that will cure their cancer. That's all I'm saying. And if they go to Proverbs, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, the last part of the scripture says that so that, in other words, the cancer comes to let you know that you got to go to Jesus. Now, what they mean by going to Jesus is that you got to find a scripture. Mark 11:23 is a good scripture that says, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, cancel be in the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe in the things he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. That's the scripture that manifests Jesus in your mortal body, the part of your body that counsels in. It manifests Jesus in that part of your body. Now,
hold on, Brother White. I got my hand up. 39:20, your hands up. What you want to ask? 39:20. I see you. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry. That was an accident. I didn't mean to press one. I was actually putting the notes in my phone as I was listening to the scripture.
Oh, I just wanted to know if you want to have something to say.
Yes. I do actually have a question about the scripts, well, the cancer you was telling us about. So is there any, like, what turmeric may help her, or is garlic or anything, that any tips you can give me?
I don't understand your question. Speak it again, please.
Okay, I was asking, is there a certain food that we can eat, like, or can we take a turmeric pill or something like that to try to clean our systems naturally?
First, you got to change your diet. And lots of people don't want to change their diet. They meat eaters. They keep eating meat. And right now, they got, I just heard on the TV, they got a chicken. They got chicken virus now. And you have to change from a meat eater to a vegetarian to clean your system out. Okay? And once you clean your system out, you can embrace God in them scriptures. You know what I'm saying? See, healing have to come from God. But you got to make situations where you want to be healed. Do you really want to be healed? Is you claiming a disease? See, the doctor can do so much, but you got to go to God and repent and say, God, heal my body. Now, there's some people, when the doctor say they got cancer, they give up. They give up. I'm going to die. You going to die because you want to die. But with God, you ain't never got to die. See what I'm saying? And most people, they go to church and the preacher don't tell them nothing. They go to church and the preacher don't say nothing to them about being healed. If you don't pick it up somewhere, then you go to health food, so you buy all that health food stuff. Ain't doing you no good because you ain't did no changes. You got to make changes in your life and get ready for the word. Ain't nothing going to heal you but the word of God. Now you might not believe that, but that's what will happen. Only the word of God. Now, you hear what you said, Brother White?
Let me just say this. When you speak Mark 11:23, you are speaking Jesus into your body. When Jesus get into the area where the cancer is, the cancer can't live there. What you got to do is go to 2 Corinthians 4:11 and meditate on it. And he's going to tell you, you got to speak Jesus into your body where the death is. And Jesus is the life, the truth and the life. When you speak Jesus into it, that's all God wants you to do. He gonna manifest Jesus in there, and cancer can't live there.
Hold on, we got one more. We got one more.
Let's talk along.
Okay, young lady.
Go ahead.
8677, what you want to ask? 8677. What question you want to ask?
This is Sherry.
Yeah, what question you want to ask, Sherry?
I finally got on the phone because I couldn't get on.
Okay. You finally got on. Okay, go on with your question.
I don't have a question. No, I was listening to the cancer.
Okay. Okay, I thought you had a question, but I want to tell you, it's so many people be on, so when one get off, see, when you got off, Mr. White, somebody else jumped in that spot. But what I'm saying...
How you get off? I had one to come in, and
okay.
I got cut off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. You said when I got cut off,
yeah.
Somebody was able to get in.
Yeah. Well, go on and finish your cancer. Now, this is what Brother White telling you people. These are the scriptures you read for cancer. Now, I'm saying this. You can't do it. Your temper ain't clean. You got to have a clean mind. You got to repent and let God come in for the witty invention. You know, a lady called me and said, Bishop, I got my business going. I get my witty invention going. I said, that's good. Go on, Brother White.
Once you establish the scripture, which is your faith, another scripture that you can also use is Hebrews 4:12. You can decree that the body immunes itself from cancer by that scripture, because all things are possible to God if you believe.
That's right.
Now, once you decree, then the wind invention, which is Proverbs 2:1, it says, my son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, then you do John 14:26, the covenant, the Holy Spirit whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, and do John 13:34, Hey, boy, a new commandment Jesus leave with us, left with us, that we love one another as he loved us. And then Romans 13:10, love working on ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Then you come back to 2:2. So that I, so that you, who are listening, whoever speaking, will incline thy ear to hear and apply your heart to understanding. The winning business says that if you speak the winning business, the scriptures that you spoke for your counsel, they're going to work for you. God is going to make sure that they work.
Amen.
Listen, I'm a living witness, folks. I ain't talking about something that somebody told you. I couldn't walk. But I'm getting better and better every day.
Amen.
Because I decreed that consciousness be replaced in my knee. God revealed to me. He says that if I can take your old stony heart out of you and put a new heart in you, I can surely put new consciousness in your knee.
That's right.
I'm telling you now, I'm not telling you all something that somebody told me. I'm telling you something that God has revealed to me. And the new thing that he revealed to me is, like I keep telling you, Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." So he took me to a situation where he said, where he asked me, he said, "Who is the vessel?" Well, the human body is the vessel. Who is the treasure? The treasure is the heart. And who do you have in the treasure? You have our wisdom in the spirit. That's the spirit of you and God that he put in you in Ezekiel 36:26. Then he put the Holy Spirit in there and put our wisdom in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Then you got God in there. Now, outside of the Holy Spirit, you have the soul man. Another big disappointment to God about human beings here is that they don't speak in unknown tongues. If you speak in unknown tongues, don't you understand that you, the soul man, is speaking to the wisdom man who is on the inside of Jesus
you,
Christ,
heal your body.
Praying for you with a perfect prayer.
That's right. The perfect prayer.
No God man made for me to be glorifying in no church and not speaking in showboating in no church. It's for me, the soul man, to speak. And the only two ways we can communicate with God is through his word with our mouth,
right,
and through an unknown tongue with our mouth.
Divine word.
When you pray in an unknown tongue, and to simplify that, all you got to do is go to Mark chapter 15, verse 34. If you can read that scripture, then you can speak in tongues.
See,
it's like
this hymn. And Mr. White was trying to tell you, when you in the body of Christ, your body is like Christ. And everything in Christ is perfect. They said, God made a mistake. I got to be a woman. God made a mistake. I had to be a man. That's a lie. God don't make no mistake. God ain't made no man. You come a man, you tell my God made a mistake, so I got to be a woman. That's a lie. And people have lied so much on God that they under a curse, a demonic curse. I was born this way. You weren't born that way. It's a curse somewhere down the pipeline. Somebody did something and got cursed. And you don't want to, and right now, with all that's going on in the world, God is still God. And if you're in the body of Christ, a new heart, a new liver, a new lung, new eyes. But if you don't call on it, you can't get it.
It ain't going to happen.
You got to
do it. And let me say this, Bishop. And when you deny, God says in Proverbs 3:6, he says, trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And he done told you, those that worship him or communicate with him must communicate with him in spirit and in truth. In truth and speaking his word and spirit and speaking in an unknown tongue.
Okay.
And Jesus, go to Jesus in Mark 15:34, and he'll tell you the same thing I'm getting ready to tell you. If you can speak Elohi, Elohi, Lata, Lata Basani. And all you gotta do is ask him if the prophet is telling me the truth. That this is a dialect. LOE can be made an American word by making it LOE. Lie can be made an American word by making it lady, L-A-D-Y. And you go right through that, you can make each one of them sound an American word. Well, if the